we had just ended off talking about in the last episode how the annihilation of Aqqa, a kind of fortified Palestinian city that thanks to the British naval steam power was destroyed, completely wiped off the map within, according to some reports, within a matter of 3 days, according to other reports, within a matter of 3 hours of concentrated cannon fire from the Mediterranean Sea. So we ended off talking about that, talking about how this year of 1840 is really a pivotal point where a lot of things are coming together at once. The kind of the steam engine and steam power as a military might, the expansion of the British Empire as it turns into a fossil empire, both fueled by fossil capital, but also fueled by the imperative to find and extract and claim ownership over more fossil capital. So through this real vicious cycle, this feedback loop, and as well talking about there the kind of the aftermath of Aqqa, right, where this region became open to both the kind of the might of the British Empire, but also the imaginaries of the British Empire began really forming around this time. And when we ended the last episode, we talked about how this the fall of Aqqa also sealed the fate of Egypt. At this time, Egypt was an emerging economy, a growing industry, a rival to Britain in terms of cotton, the cotton production and manufacturing and the global market for this really, this central commodity for capitalism at that time. And it was the fall of Aqqa and the might of the steam engine that, as Andreas Malm writes, sealed the fate of Egypt, inducing what he calls the greatest deindustrialization of the 19th century, where Egypt fell backwards, economically speaking and geopolitically speaking, no longer being an emerging economy sitting alongside the British Empire, but really falling to a resource mine, a source of raw cotton for Britain to then extract and turn into commodities and for a global market that it increasingly monopolized and needed to monopolize to satisfy imperial expansion and capitalist overproduction. And so we left things there, but Malm continues, right? We'll jump right back into it, where he starts off this next section. The second country whose fate was written in the stars at this time was Palestine. In 1840, the British Empire first proposed the colonization of that country by Jews. More precisely, on the 25th of November, Palmerston, so this is Lord Palmerston, wrote to Ponsonby, the ambassador in Istanbul, quote, "This is a great triumph to us all, the fall of Aqqa, a few weeks old, especially to you, who always maintain that Mehmet's power would crumble under a European attack." And then Palmerston goes on to talk about, quote, "Pray try to do what you can about these Jews. You have no idea to what extent the interest felt about them goes. It would be extremely politic if we could make the Sultan give them every encouragement and facility for returning and buying lands in Palestine. And if they were allowed to make use of our consuls and ambassador as the channel of complaint, that is to say, place themselves virtually under our protection, they would come back in considerable numbers and bring with them much wealth." So here, Malm is tracing to this 1840, these proposals already of you know, Aqqa has fallen. Palestine has opened itself up as a place for colonization, and that that Jews in the British Empire would be the ideal candidates to go and be settler colonists who would be under the protection of the British Empire, and they would go there to capture the land, settle on it, and create much wealth, whatever that might mean, which can then be funneled back into the British Empire, right? And Malm goes on to say, 57 years before the first Zionist Congress, 77 years before the Balfour Declaration, 107 years before the Partition Plan, the chief architect of the British Empire, near the summits of its power, here laid down the formula for the colonization of Palestine. For some reason, this particular document appears to have never been cited in the entire historiography, but it's all there, encapsulated in a missive sent in the euphoria after the pulverization of Aqqa.